Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And we talk about it as far as the Yankees winning the division, the possible matchup, and you mentioned it before, the MVP thing. Think about this. The Mariners, and we talked about the fan base. Which fan base would you rather be? Obviously, from a Yankee fan perspective, very few, if any, would you rather be a different fan base. The Seattle Mariners have had a tremendous season. That's one fan base that you could appreciate, at least. You wouldn't want to be them because they missed the postseason forever. But finally clinching a postseason spot, going to win that division in the AL. Did they actually clinch the division or just a play? No, they clinch a postseason spot. They have a four-game lead over the Astros. Cal Raleigh having an MVP-type year. Been a great season for them, and I do think they could be dangerous with their pitching. But do you think that Raleigh deserves the MVP over Aaron Judge based on the fact that he took a team, led a team to the postseason for the first time in how many years, 25 years, whatever it is, that the Mariners finally got over the hump?
I don't. So I don't really lean into that, and I also don't lean into the fact that, now, he's had an amazing season. I'm not trying to downplay it at all, but the one thing you hear is, you know, one thing that you do hear is he's had the, you know, an all-time season for a catcher, which is undeniable. But I don't really look at it that way. I look at it just what you did as a player. Now, I understand why people say that. I mean, the rigors of catching. Obviously, you got a squad that you take away from your offense because your legs are tired. You're getting nicked up with foul balls, blah, blah, blah. I understand why people say that. But I don't give more points because you played a more difficult position. So outside of the home runs, Judge has them across the board, the OPS, the on base, which is ridiculous, and the batting average, clearly. So I think it's Judge. I think the Judge should win it fairly going away. I don't know if he will, but to me, it's Judge.
Wow. Yeah, I would go Cal Raleigh. And by the way, they did make the postseason a couple years ago. I meant division, where they haven't won the division in, you know, whatever it's 20 since 2001. Dude, you have a catcher that performs like that? Like, I go by the most valuable player. The best player is Aaron Judge. The most valuable, like, if you took Aaron Judge off of the Yankees, I still believe they would be a playoff team. We talk about World Series winning team. Look at the team. They're loaded. I mean, Aaron Judge has been great, but the Yankees, this is not to me the way that Judge and Soto carried them a year ago. This is different. Judge has had a monster year, but even when they were having success, when he came back from the injury, he still wasn't doing well.
And yeah, they're still quiet.
Yeah, so it's not knocking Judge, not minimizing what he's doing or his importance. I just think if you take Cal Raleigh off the Mariners, they're a dead team walking. So by that definition, for a team that hasn't won their division since 2001, hitting, what is he at now, 56 home runs, 57?
58.
58 home runs. I mean, for a catcher to hit 58 home runs and take a team to win their division for the first time in 25 years or 24 seasons, that to me is worthy of a most valuable player, even if you're not as good a player as Aaron Judge.
Well, I boil it down to this, and it's a very simple math equation. Now, we could disagree on the end result here, even though it's hard to disagree with math, but it's not really math. It's baseball math. So if you take player X off team Y, what's the more, or what has the more adverse impact here? And that's something that, in this case, could support you.
Right.
Because if you take Cal Raleigh off Seattle,
they're done, yeah.
They're
it's the
done.
Only thing that I would
argue. Yeah. Like, and that's really, if you think about it, if you boil it down, I like to use that equation because that generally does boil it down to the truest form of the value.
Correct.
Not outstanding, right. You know, not best here.
Best season, no.
Yeah, but I also have to remain true, which I'm going to. The numbers that I've always valued here, you know, I've always leaned on OPS, and it's not even close. I mean, listen, Cal Raleigh's OPS is very good. Now, is Cal Raleigh a really good defensive catcher, or is he a guy who plays catcher and has a ton of home runs? So the other things, I don't get wrapped up in, like, again, the style points, or not even style points, but additional bonus points for, because you play a more taxing defensive position. position or because the team hasn't been good in 25. Like, it's not Judge's fault that Seattle hasn't gotten their act together more than the Yankees have. And I do
think... it just makes him... It makes Cal Raleigh more valuable.
I understand that to an extent. I'm granting you that to an extent. Yeah. I really do. I think it's close. Like, I don't think the Judge should win this in an absolute landslide, and I don't think that he will. I do think that he'll win it. I do think he'll win it a little more comfortably than some, but Cal Raleigh's had an all-time year. I'm not trying to take it away from him.
I think Judge has had a tremendous season. Obviously, you can mention, look at the numbers. Hey, whoever I would vote for, usually they go the other way anyway. Like, to me, Ohtani cannot be the most valuable player last year. He didn't even play the field at all. Meanwhile, if you take Francisco Lindor off the Mets, they're not a playoff team. So by definition of most valuable, to me, it was clearly Francisco Lindor, but Ohtani won it. So, I mean, you could take Judge off the Yankees, and maybe the Yankees wouldn't be the same in the same spot without Judge. I still think they'd be a playoff team. I know if you took Cal, like, look at what the Mariners have done historically without a season like this from one of their players. That's why I would go most valuable. Adam is in South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
What's up, dudes? Good to talk to you as always.
Nice.
Hope you guys are well.
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, first, man, as far as the Yankees, I want to give this from a similar perspective BT has. I'm a Jet fan, you know, and I'm 56 years old, and my whole life, there's only one thing I can rely on, and that's that the Yankees are going to make it competitive, and they're going to get in the playoffs, and that they're going to give me some smiles along the way, even if they don't accomplish the mission. So, Yankee fans, don't be greedy and silly. Enjoy this. They're in the playoffs. They might win the division, and I agree with you, BT. It's just a matter of time before Judge goes nuts in the postseason. And this could be the year. You know, every year could be the year. This could be the year, and I'm excited to watch the playoffs. As far as the deficiencies, every team in baseball has deficiencies. I think these series now benefit the Yankees because a couple of their starters become relievers. Something that's been a big problem for them, which is, you know, until they bridge it to the 8th, 9th, is going to disappear because you're going to have reliable guys that can come in for an inning or two in those situations and slow it down.
Yeah.
And I got one more thing for Sal. Sal, if the Mets don't do this, you know what the postseason is going to be like? No Sono.
Yeah, you're right. And thank you for the call, Adam. Yeah, you're right. Just like the All-Star game. But the difference is I could not watch the All-Star game. No Soto, no Sal. No Soto in the postseason, Sal showing up.
Sal.
Might show up at Yankee Stadium, as a matter of fact.
Didn't you go last year to a game?
I did. I don't know if I want to go back this year.
Why?
Man, it's a lot to get there, the hassle.
Mitch was texting me yesterday, by the way.
About what, the Yankees?
About going to a Yankee playoff game with him.
He was all bothered because it's being played on Yom Kippur. So that's what he called the other day.
He said he wanted to go to a game, so he's already kicking the tires on that.
Are you going to go?
I always go. I just don't know if I'm going to go with Mitch. No, I don't mean it like that. That's not how I mean it to
now,
go.
You didn't go last year, did you?
When Volpe at the Grand Slam, I went to the World Series. I took my son.
Oh, okay. I went to plenty of games. I don't remember you being there.
Oh, yeah. I went to the World Series the year in 2022. I went to the Astros game, the ALCS. I always go to at least one.
No, I'm saying last year. Last year, I went to one in
I remember.
In each of the first two rounds.
I didn't.
But I didn't go to the World Series.
I just went to the World Series. Yeah. Well, I mean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all, Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Listen, just bigger picture for a sec with the Yankees here. Of course, we all expect Judge eventually to crack through because greatness usually does, especially if you're, you know, authentic in your approach and you're not taking cut and shortcuts. Like, he's a worker. He's a grinder. He's incredibly talented. That's going to have to play itself on the big stage at some point. But I would think that everybody would feel pretty good about this. Not that it guarantees anything, but the Yankees are as less, if that even makes sense, like from a syntax, less reliant on the home run this year than they've been since, I don't know, pick a time.
Or just that they could beat you different ways.
Well, it's the same thing.
They're still relying on home runs. They hit a bunch of home runs. That's their greatest strength. So I wouldn't say that they're not relying on home runs. I just feel like maybe now they're a little bit better suited to beat you in different ways, whether it's speed, whether it's just top-end starting pitching.
Even defense, yeah. Which doesn't seem logical because they were booting the ball around a lot this year at one point here. Yeah, I mean, I think that it's going to be interesting to see what starter doesn't start. I mean, you'd have to think, well, it's going to be Freed. It's going to be Rodon 1-2. I would think it's going to be Schlitler 3. You know, you have Heald or Warren coming out of the pen. I mean, they got some options.
Sean calling from Yonkers. What's up, Sean?
Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's up, boys? How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
All right, so I think last night was like game 161 last year for the Mets. I think we're going to make it. I do. I think it's a shot in the arm. I think it's a boost. I know it seems crazy. I'm a Mets fan. Look, we have a history of just, you know, completely booting it around and showing, you know, a deficiency everywhere, basically defensively. But look, we have a great offense. Despite the pitching, we have to overcome that, you know, and last night, I think we did. We showed that. We showed fight. We do have an easier schedule. The Reds still have to go through the Pirates. They lost last night. The Diamondbacks still have to go through the Dodgers. Look, I'm just trying to be positive. Sal, please get on the same page with me here, man. You were doing this a week and a half ago. You were the same thing as me, saying, oh, yeah, we're going to be in, you know, if the season were to end, we're in.
All right,
we only have five games. Come on, Sal. We got this.
I was begging you, Sal.
Let's just talk this out, Sean, because I'm going to be real with you.
I'm begging everybody as a Mets fan.
Do you really, forget your hope and what you want to happen, do you really deep down believe that this team that we've watched play this brand of baseball for this long, do you really believe that they're going to finish strong here these final five games?
I do in my heart of hearts because I think these three kids are very good, especially McLean and Spro. And Tong only had one bad outing. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that we're going to make it in.
Okay, good.
And I think, look, I know it's five games left, but if we get hot at the right time, we can make a run. Why not?
Well,
year we didn't even have Soto when we made a run.
That's a different story, Sean. I'll meet you in the middle, and thank you for the call, and good luck to your Mets. I will reserve judgment on whether the Mets can go on a run or not in the postseason when, in fact, they get there. My belief has been that they have the proper pieces in place to go on a postseason run if they get there. My belief on them getting there has changed. It started with that Saturday night loss. McLean is on the mound. Soto hits his 40th home run. 2-0 lead late in that game, and they blow that game. Like, that to me is just... I just didn't believe. I'm not faking it. I'm not faking positivity. I could come on and say, yeah, I think they're going to make it. Or I could have stayed through and stuck with what I was saying if I truly believed it. I could have went against even my beliefs and just said, yeah, I think they're going to make it. I'm just being honest with how I feel. I do not trust this team. I don't believe they're going to make it. It seemed easy Sunday when Alonso had the walk-off. Seemed easy when they beat the Padres 2 out of 3. Mm. And it seems easy now.
Yep.
But how about against the Nationals? I'm not forgetting that. How about the five games remaining? We could have more of what we saw against the Nationals. That's what I really believe is going to happen. Unfortunately, BT, I want them to get there more than anybody. I just don't believe it's going to happen.
Listen, here's the bottom line. The evidence has been more overwhelming on the negative side for the Mets this year than on the positive side here. So I've always said I get that because I'm really not that – I'm not – I'm aligned with you in terms of how we view this team.
And it's not a history woe is Mets.
No, thing. I know it's not. Yeah. I get that. I understand that. Here's the one thing why last night felt a little different to me, and we'll see what it means moving forward here. The thing, and you all know the stat, I think it's 0 for 67 now, right? Yeah, the Mets with no comeback wins trailing
after
the 8th or going into the 9th, 0-67. One of the things, and I took a lot of heat for this, Mets fans didn't like it, but I stood by it and because I saw it and I felt it. I didn't think the Mets showed a lot of character this year. They didn't seem very connected, all right? They just seemed like they were kind of drifting in a lot of different directions, and I didn't see the energy and the camaraderie and the connectivity that I think was very emblematic of was really their DNA last year. Last night, to me, is a character win, almost to the point where I think I feel better about last night than if they would have come out and just won 11-0 and there would have been no, like, nothing in their path that they would have had to overcome. The way the season's gone, they threw two balls in the dugout. I mean, Soto was on skates in right field. Your starting pitcher got four outs. The Mets had every reason to feed into the negative noise, which they've earned, and the energy this year and say, you know what, it's just ain't our year, man. We don't have it. Everybody's hurt. We're not good enough. Instead, they gave you the best win of the season. that's a ray of hope.
Hoff, have you changed your mind on this? You've been negative for a while with this team, not thinking they're going to make the postseason. Where are you at after that?
Yeah, they haven't proved anything yet.
Mm.
Good for them for winning a game.
You know, maybe the better question is, what would it take? I mean, there's five games left, so even if they won tonight, like, okay, you could start doing the math. I need to see more. I don't even like get to the postseason. There's nothing's going to change my mind unless they actually do it right now.
No, so but hold on now. We talk about, okay, so then that's when you celebrate. Because we talk about the checkpoints with the Yankees.
Yeah, well, if they get there, it's different.
If they get there, and
they've made it so bad that I can't even enjoy it if they do. Like, that's what I'm mad at. They've ruined any enjoyment. It shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't be coming down to the final days again, barely hanging on. Now, if they do get in, I do think they should celebrate, and I think fans should celebrate. I don't know where emotionally I'm going to be at because I'm still aggravated with this team. But yes, that's a huge checkpoint. All right, at least they did it. They didn't fold up. They check the box, get into the postseason, then reassess.
Got the young kid going tonight. You got Skeens going against the Reds. I'm telling you, they're going.
The Diamondbacks are the team that I'd be watching out for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.